Characterization of gut viral communities is very important. There are enormous viruses living in human gut, equaling or exceeding the number of human cells. However, the majority of this population remain uncharacterized. Experimental and computational methods has been developed in previous studies to isolate and profile the viral portion of microbial communities. However, these studies mostly focused on analyzing the resulting viral communities without a systematic evaluation of the isolation method itself. Particularly, it often remains unclear whether the selected protocol or workflow could efficiently remove the bacteria-originated signals while leaving the viral particles unaffected. So here we present our work in optimizing and validating a workflow for the isolation of virus-like particles from gut microbial communities with thorough evaluation of different experimental parameters, which known to potentially affect viral extraction. These include storage buffer, filtration system, methods for nucleocid concentration after the filtration step, and various enzymatic treatments. Different combinations of these parameters were first evaluated in stool samples spiked with simple synthetic viral communities comprising a sRNA phage MS2 and a double-strand DNA phage T4. This is to find out a combination with the highest purification efficiency as well as the minimum impact on the spiked viruses. The optimized protocol was then applied in more complicated mock viral communities consisting of some viruses representing several common viral communities in the gut, including T4, T1, P1, 5X174, and MS2 phages. Stool samples were spiked with these mock communities to see if the VLP isolation protocol caused any differential biases to different families of the viruses. The results showing that the optimized VLP isolation protocol could effectively reduce the signals from bacterial communities, i.e. the 16S ribosomal RNA gene copies. In mock communities, this successfully depleted the 16S RNA copies from 10 to the power of 5 copies per mL to undetectable in mock communities. By comparison, the minimum variations were observed in virus copies between the whole communities versus the VLP-concentrated communities. When applied in stool samples spiked with synthetic viral communities, the protocol depleted bacterial signals by about 100-fold. The T1, P1, and T4 phages were depleted in the VLP-concentrated communities, while the 5X174 and MS2 phages were slightly enriched. These differentiations, however, could possibly be introduced by the detection method, i.e. the qPCR method itself, instead of the VLP protocol, given that the quantification of viruses vary greatly across different measurements. We are currently continuing this work to further validate this VLP isolation protocol using shotgun metagenomic and metatranscriptomic sequencing in spike stool samples, as well as in stool samples collected from preemie babies. Also, we are developing an optimized computational approach for the taxonomic and functional profiling of gut viral communities. These can circumvent some of the current limitations of the VLP isolation protocol, providing a complementary view of the viral communities as well as a direct observation on the functional activities involved in the gut-virome interaction.